This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening Cuba with the highest level of sanctions if the communist government does not immediately cease military and other support for Venezuela. The demand comes as thousands of protesters take to the streets of Venezuela's capital, Caracas, both for and against President Nicolas Maduro. Opposition leader and U.S.-backed interim President Juan Guaido saying Tuesday there was no turning back in his efforts to overthrow Maduro. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
We know that over 40 people have been killed by the Maduro regime in the course of these protests. This is an act of bravery by Guaido and others, really for the freedom of the Venezuelan people.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in an interview with CNN that Maduro had been prepared to depart Venezuela on Tuesday morning for Cuba, but was talked out of it by the Russians. Japan's now former Emperor Akihito has abdicated his throne in favor of his eldest son. Florida State University Associate Professor of East Asian History Annika Culver tells VOA Akihito often came off as accessible to the public.
He just has this kind of happy-go-lucky personality that endears him to other people.
Crown Prince Naruhito became the new emperor when Akihito's reign officially ended at midnight. The Washington Post reports Special Counsel Robert Mueller complained in a letter to U.S. Attorney General William Barr that his four-page summary of the Russia report did not fully capture the context of the investigation's conclusions. Barr released a summary in late March that said Mueller had found no evidence of collusion between President Trump's campaign and Russia. This is VOA News. President Trump and Democratic congressional leaders have agreed to work together on a $2 trillion infrastructure package. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It was a very constructive meeting.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democratic leaders and the president agreed $2 trillion would be an appropriate number for rebuilding the nation's infrastructure. And he expects President Trump to present ideas on how to fund it when they meet again in 3 weeks. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway says,
all Americans can benefit from this nation building things again.
A sentiment echoed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Building infrastructure of America has never been a partisan issue, and we hope to go forward in a very nonpartisan way.
As for whether congressional investigations could get in the way, Schumer says,
he didn't bring it up.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump is considering placing Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood on a U.S. list of foreign terrorist organizations. The White House press secretary said Tuesday the designation is working its way through the internal process. The move would allow Washington to impose sanctions on any individual or group with links to the Muslim Brotherhood. The U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad, has concluded 2 days of official discussions in Pakistan on how to advance the Afghan peace process. Officials say Khalilzad arrived Monday in Islamabad and led delegation-level talks with senior foreign ministry officials. Hundreds of Mozambican flood survivors who fled to evacuation camps in Malawi in early March after Cyclone Idai say they are not ready to return home unless they're relocated to higher ground. They say returning to their flood-prone areas would put them at risk should another flood happen. Ruta Joseph and her 4 children fled Cyclone Idai flooding that damaged her house and washed away her property.
She says although they have received reports that water has now subsided in their area, the problem is that the area experiences flooding every year. Therefore, she is not willing to return.
In the meantime, survivors are appealing to Malawi's government to reconsider its decision to close down evacuation camps. Malawi government authorities say they don't have enough resources to keep the camps going. Reuters reports 2 Royal Dutch Shell oil workers who were kidnapped in Nigeria's southern Niger Delta region last week have been rescued. That's according to a police spokesman on Tuesday. The spokesman said the tactical team of the command rescued the victims. The pair were attacked last week while returning from an official trip to Bisela State. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.